if you're talking about church, you might say, oh, the preacher sure did deliver a fine
and wonderful message tonight. Oh,
okay, if you didn't call it a message, what would you call it?
Preached a good sermon.
Okay.
We got one of them that does it.
You do, huh? You might say the choir and the piano player provided good
music.
Okay. And you might, if you had to change a flat tire or something on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, gosh, church is going to be over
before we get there.
Okay.
We've had that luck several times.
You did. Okay, in church you worship who?
The Lord.
Okay. What other words do you use for that?
Jesus.
Okay. And what did people used to tell children sometimes would come and get them if they didn't behave?
The devil.
Okay. Any other names for him?
Boogerman.
Okay. Are the boogerman and the devil the same thing?
Yeah, but I'd always tell my children the boogerman.
Yeah, my mother told me that too.
Because the devil sound too bad for a small child.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, better go sleep down now. The boogerman will get you.
Yeah. Well, what is it that people sometimes think they see around the graveyard?
Cemetery.
I mean, what do you, like if you walk by one at night, what do people sometimes think they see there?
Ghost.
Ooh.
There ain't no such thing, has
yeah.
it?
What's another name for it?
Spirit.
Okay. What do you call a house that has those things in it? Or that people say has those things in it?
Well, now, I don't know what you call it. But my husband said just a year before me and him married that his mother and daddy lived in a two-story house and there was blood on the upstairs floor and then there was blood in the hallway.
Oh, how creepy.
And he said you could set a pitchfork on that place where blood was at and after the light went out you could hear that pitchfork dancing on that.
Mm.
And he said him and his brother slept under the stairway, which they didn't want to.
I guess not.
And he said they felt a, seemed like just a heavy weight coming up on them lots of times.
Really?
Now my husband told that, and I don't believe he'd lie.
Yeah, and that was just happened a year before y'all got married. Huh?
Well, he told me, yeah, that happened to him before we got married.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happened to him before he ever went to Oklahoma. He's just a teenager then.
Oh.
But he said it scared him and George so bad they'd go to the mother's power room screaming and taking their pellets with them.
Yes. Ooh. Well, that's creepy.
And he said you could hear people drive up and say, whoa. And look out there and wouldn't be a soul. But there'd been about five or six people been killed right there in that house.
Oh, really? Was this in Texas?
Oh, yeah, it was over here. Over here, Crum, Texas.
I'm gonna avoid this place.
Well, that house probably tore down by now.
Good. I'm glad.
When I meet my husband, I said, "Honey, I can't believe it." Honey, yeah. You don't have to believe me. I said, "I wouldn't be sitting here telling you a lie." That was after me and him married.
Yeah.
And if he hear a racket outside, do you know what he'd do?
What?
Let's see what it is. Who you took the lantern? Junior, you get ahead and I'll carry the shotgun.
Ooh.
Junior went ahead.
You had to go first.
Yeah, and I
now
had.
Wait a minute.
That's right.
I don't know about that.
Well, he that's what he do. He said, Junior, you get the lantern and I'll get the shotgun.
He gets the shotgun.
And you put your house coat on and you go first.
I think it was me. I'd rather be in the back with the shotgun than in the front with the lantern.
Well, he was close enough to me that he couldn't hit me with a shotgun.
Yeah.
What I mean, he was kind of walking, kind of like clutching on the guns on that side.
Yeah.
But we never did have to shoot anybody. But every time there was a racket around our place, Julie had to get up and go first.
What did it usually turn out to be?
Just some kind of racket.
Huh.
Noise.
Yeah.
Did I tell you before on that other tape about one night we're sitting there and his baby brother had got married? Did I tell you about
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think so.
His baby brother got married.
Yeah.
And I was big as a cow with my baby.
Yeah.
Now, he's my baby now. But
yeah.
Anyhow, I was like that.